Hello.
Hello, my name is Alan Ramos from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events. This number was selected at random.
Wait a minute, you're calling about what?
I'm calling from Metro Research, and we are conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events.
Opinion about what?
Yeah, are you politically registered to vote at this office?
I'm sorry, I can barely understand you. The phone is like breaking up.
Okay, I see. I'm so sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And what are the chances you will vote in November general election for president, Congress, and other offices?
Hold on, you're breaking up again. Please ask again.
Yes, and what are the chances you will vote in November general election for president, Congress, and
100%.
100%. Okay, thank you very much. And will you please tell me your age? If you want, you can give me an estimate. It's not necessary.
75.
Okay, thank you very much. And in Florida, the media describes people is either black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Why?
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Right direction.
And thinking about elections for Congress, would you for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, or somewhat favorable opinion, or somewhat unfavorable opinion. Okay,
okay.
And about Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Barron Soto?
Who?
Barron Soto. Do
I
you hear about
that? I don't know that name.
Okay, don't worry. And Project 2025, do you hear about that?
No.
Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress?
Yeah.
Unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Okay, thank you very much. And Republican in Congress?
Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
Favorable?
Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
And Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you very much. And thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as a president, do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve?
Yeah.
Somewhat disapprove?
Disapprove. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thinking about the job, what do you manage to do?
Pardon? I'm sorry. Was that ask over?
Don't worry. And if the election for president were today and the candidate were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if the election for the United States Senate were today and the candidate where Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
Rick Scott.
Okay, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas, Shelley Fox, and the Republican candidate, Darren Soto, Democratic candidate, which do you think you will vote for?
Which were the names?
Thomas, Shelley Fox.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Thomas.
For Kelly Congress.
Fox. Yeah, okay. Yes, for Congress.
And what were the names?
The name is the name of the Republican is Thomas Califox, and the Democrat candidate is Darren Soto.
I don't know the names. I'm not sure.
Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. You may know there will also be a amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No laws.
The amendments for what? Abortion?
Yes.
Okay. And what is it for? What about abortion?
So would you vote yes to support the amendment for the abortion or no to opposite?
Is it just for abortion or and against abortion or is it just total or is it partial?
Yes.
And what is it?
It's a interference with abortion. That's the amendment.
Just yes or no?
Yes, just yes or no.
I would vote no.
You will vote no. Okay, thank you very much. Just a couple of seconds. Okay, which are the following issues do you think is important for Congress to focus
the attention? Okay, you're breaking up again. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're breaking up again.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Don't worry. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, which of the following issues do you think is the most important to Congress to focus their attention on right now? I have a list, so I'm going to read some of the topics that you mentioned. One
okay.
Do you think is the most important, okay? Okay, bringing down rent prices, protecting reproductive freedom, protecting Social Security and Medicare, making owning a home more affordable, tackling crime and improving public safety, securing our border, creating jobs and increasing wage in Central Florida, promoting traditional values in school, lowering grocery prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and gas prices, improving one foreign traffic congestion in the Central Florida, making health care affordable for working families, or maybe other that I'm not mentioned.
I'm just going to list you with the ones I think are the most important, okay? Because that's a lot of them that you listed.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to say, all right, yeah, I'm going to say our economy.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Our border.
Okay.
We need security on our border.
Yeah.
And the gas prices.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes, just allow me a couple of seconds. We almost finished. So thank you very much for your time also. Okay, and now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, as I mentioned before, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one do you think you will vote for? If you vote for for the Republican or the Democratic?
Well, I don't know the candidates.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with them. I would have to do some research before I voted on that.
Yeah. Yeah. You totally right about that. We almost finished. I just need an extra minute of your time. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, what is your primary source for national and political news? Orlando
Fox.
Sentinel,
Fox.
Fox Radio, Fox. Okay, okay, okay.
Fox.
Okay, thank you. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
For Trump, okay. Just a few more questions, okay, just for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree do you completed in the school?
In college.
Thank you very much. And do any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
No.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political opinion?
Conservative.
Okay. Okay, now just we're done, so thank you. Thank you very much for your time, okay?
Okay.
Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.